Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
And welcome to our Thursday edition of Point of View. Leroy Mark will be coming just after 9 o'clock, by the way, and we'll also have Dr. Sheldon Rocha Leal as well coming through. But let's start with the story of the day, I believe. A Deputy Minister of Defence and Military Veterans went to go visit the one military hospital in Pretoria earlier on today, and he obviously had a lot to say. Let's welcome the Deputy Minister on the show this evening. A very good evening, General, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening to you and to our listeners.
Deputy Minister, I think it's been common cause that everybody's been concerned about the defunding of the Defence Force. You went today to go visit the one military hospital. What necessitated today's visit?
Well, we have been busy preparing for budget for 25-26 financial year. We have been visiting various units with Minister Angie Motshekga, and also attending workshops and strategic sessions since July last year, and many other things. But now we have got a space to breathe. That of visiting various units now on the ground, as opposed to getting briefing from the commanders at national level.
Yes.
So you will be seeing us now more on outreach programs.
Got you.
Visiting troops in the military camps, going to the borders, and to make sure that the budget which we have been given for the financial year of 25-26 is implemented, because you will recall that the budget we inherited last year, July, it was already approved by our predecessors.
Yes.
So what we got now, we want to make sure that it's spent according to what was planned for.
How concerned about the state of the hospital are you after going to the visit today?
Well, the well-known story about one military hospital doesn't need to be repeated. The bottom line is that it's not as ready as it used to be, and also being classified as the hospital for the country. So our aim, therefore, is to make sure that we go back to that era. In doing so, the equipment which is obsolete has to be replaced. And in all that, also to do so, we must now, in this era of AI and ICTs and so on, state of the art technology. For instance, if you are in the theater, doctor, you must be able to communicate with someone in Europe, in Asia, and so on, and say, what's your suggestion here? You can only do that if you have infrastructure in your hospital, like you pipe the whole infrastructure of the hospital with fiber optics and so on and so on. So, and you cannot operate in the old way, that is manually, when it comes to monitoring the funding and the money spending in the hospital. You have to have a dashboard in front of you to say, press, let me check how much have we exhausted in ordering medication for all the hospitals of the military and pharmacies throughout the country. So there's a lot which needs to be done, other than just to say, casualty X is no longer like this, X-ray section is no longer like that. So it's a collective approach which we must apply, but there must be time frames. There must be commitment from the government in terms of funding that project. and we have been engaging the National Treasury for the last 3 months.
Okay.
And we are scheduled to have another meeting with National Treasury.
Yes.
To say this is the heart of the defense force.
Mm-hmm.
When people have got that in the operations, at least they must start here. Then you can decide if you don't have a capacity to refer that individual to other institutions.
Deputy Minister, I am aware, and as you've just mentioned, that you are already engaging Treasury and you are maybe scheduled to have another meeting with them. These ongoing discussions about, you know, funding more and at least speedily funding some of the needs that you have. To what extent are you engaging the NPA about legacy issues that we all know of corruption and the kind of reasons we find ourselves here with that hospital?
Yes, it's still too early for us. We don't want to compromise their independence.
Okay.
That is NPA.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we have had engagements with SIU, Cox. We are just praying that they can prioritize the issues related to corruption in the Department of Defense. So that matter is under consideration. But when we go to the National Treasury next time,
mm-hmm.
I would like that the SIU and Hawks be present to present to National Treasury as well, because I would hate to go to Treasury and ask for money.
Mm.
And then Treasury say no, but why must we give you money? Because it's like dropping it into a bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to apply two-pronged strategy approach.
And
we cannot compromise the
yes.
safety of soldiers
yes.
just because of few individuals
yes.
who might have been caught with their fingers in the till.
Mm. And okay, one understands that you've got to allow the NPA to do its job. What then about the Department of Justice then at that level? Are you engaging with them about just maybe, you know, making sure that some of these cases move speedily along?
Oh, well, I would leave that to the Honourable Minister, really. That's not my scope.
Mm.
But one has to be very, very careful
mm-hmm.
because you might be accused of wanting to push a certain conclusion.
Yeah.
So let judiciary be independent, let NPA be independent. But if we pressurize the police, that is Hawks and SIU, it's them who can engage NPA. They've got a protocol of dealing with them.
Understood. And I appreciate the frankness. Really, thank you so much, General, for talking to us. That's Deputy Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, General Bantu Holomisa.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.